Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
Gilbert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
Morning. How are we, guys?
Morning.
Doing great. Doing great. I have to start with a big apology for all of Sandgate, though, this morning because...
So that's why you have no clothes on.
No. It's not that. Basically, what happened, I got into work and I realized that I had left my mask at home, right? No worry, though. No bother because I had a packet of disposable masks in the New FM work van that I'd left from a little road trip last week.
Yeah.
Right? So I go into the office where the van key is kept, head out to the van to... Yeah. Go out and get it, unlock the door, and as I do, the alarm for the car starts going off.
Oh no. Luckily, there's only 10 people that live in Sandgate.
Well, they were treated to that, though.
How the hell was it?
Very loud, and the button on the side of the key was doing nothing. I'm pressing it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, the van.
It didn't want to go off. And then I was like, okay, well, I still need the masks to go inside because I have to press the button for the news. I'm like rifling through the van, the alarm's like flashing. Sorry, everyone.
We're all terrible morning people.
I'm sorry I woke everyone up.
You know, I keep forgetting my mask as well, but I have to run back upstairs every time. I've got a secret source of masks here in the station.
Oh, really?
Maddie's in the newsroom. Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
I knew they were getting taken. I've slowly seen them disappearing off the wall.
The packets.
I wondered who it was.
If anything goes missing in this place, you always go to Maddie first.
Or Jade, actually.
You're just trying to deflect your own behaviour, mate.
No, I'm not.
You have the nickname Bowbird Jade for a reason.
Yeah, but I take valuable things.
Oh, okay. Nothing to worry about there, then.
Hey, guys, we are doing Lads versus Lasses up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Very simple game. For the lads, we've got a whole heap of lady questions you need to answer and vice versa. Now, the lasses are ahead still on 49 gold stars. The lads, though, are 48. We have closed the gap.
What
today,
happens,
we can make
ladies?
This a tie.
Ugh.
Please call up today, lads. 131009. Are the winner walking away with $70 worth of Hunter Bell Dairy?
Oh, the good cheese.
Delicious.
Oh, my God. There's so many good cheeses you win as part of this. You want it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't feed it to your mice. Enjoy it yourself.
What? Well, oh, you mean if you have pet mice?
Yeah.
A very small group of people.
Also, if you're feeding $70 worth of cheese to your mice at home, you've got problems.
You got a lot of mice or very big ones?
Yeah, but not if they're your kids, like your fur babies, you know?
I guess that is technically possible.
Yeah, no. Glass Animals Heat Waves right now at New FM. The lines are open. Good morning. Glass Animals Heat Waves at New FM. We are the home of free cheese in Newcastle.
Yeah.
With our lads versus lasses right now. We have so much
cheddar.
Hunter Bell cheese up for grabs. $70 vouchers for the winner. We still need one guy, one girl. The lines are open. Give us a call now.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, it's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. It's very simple. The lads get the lady questions and the lasses get the lad questions. The lasses are still ahead, 49 gold stars to the lads, 48. Now, there was a big gap, guys, earlier this week and the prior week. No good. We've closed it, though.
I know, right?
But the girls are still kicking butt, just saying.
Yeah, that's it.
The boys are still losing. Come on, girls.
Well, also, you can get so much of, like, beautiful cheese from Hunter Bell Dairy.
It's the good
great
stuff.
Great local brand, right?
Absolutely.
I'm obsessed with cheese with cranberries in it.
cranberries.
Oh, so good.
They do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they do, but I love
That's
it.
That's just in general you like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Just talking
you
cheese.
You know what? Talking cheese. Mm. I got some Woolies brand cheese, tasty cheese, the other day. It's bloody delicious.
I found the quality of that fluctuates.
Woolies tasty cheese.
I got a really good batch, yeah.
Where do you get that? The deli? Or in they already in blocks?
It's like sealed up.
No, they're in blocks. You know the ones that you... Oh, you buy all of your... You only buy shredded cheese, don't you?
Yeah, I like shredded cheese. I hate blocked cheese. It's a pain in the ass to cut.
Okay.
They need pre-cut blocks of cheese.
I think they have that. Isn't that what Bega Slices is?
No, but they're slices. They're not thicker cuts like you would on a block.
Cheese was so controversial, guys.
Oh, indeed.
Well, we actually...
Oil wrestling. Can we talk about that?
Oh, do you know what? This is what's happened, right? I'm trying to call the phones. They changed the phone lines last night.
I knew it.
We can't take any calls.
Are you
they
serious?
They haven't fixed the phones. Wow.
Didn't I call it?
Yeah, you did.
You
beforehand.
Did call it,
you were like,
thank you very much.
There might be an issue. There might be an issue. And, well, you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Well, that's not helpful, is it?
No.
Taking no calls today, guys. We'll try and sort that out ASAP. We've got a story about oil wrestling up next.
Yes. Okay.
Always fun.
I'm so excited to talk about this because I didn't even know this was a thing. So
don't call during my program. Oh, sorry, you can't.
All right, son.
Thousands, guys, thousands of Turkish men compete in one of the world's oldest oil wrestling championships.
Oh, hello.
That have been held every year since 1362. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't even know this was a thing.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I know that some wrestlers seem to, like, glisten a little bit when they're on the stage whatever you call it.
I'll tease you with this. The three-day competition involves wrestlers wearing leather pants held in place with rope around the waist.
You seem a bit excited about this.
So we have to talk about this.
Okay, we'll do it next. I'm just calling the boss, actually. It's 18 past 6. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean at New FM 626. Cloudy today. 18 the top on the coast, guys. And we're talking oil wrestling right now. Yeah.
This is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So thousands of Turkish men compete in this oil wrestling championship that's been held every year since 1362. Good on them. Every year, you know, amid, you know, I'm guessing wars and battles. Like, that's pretty impressive.
There's been a few events.
Pandemics.
Between now and 1362, if you think back to that time.
100%. So, they're going strong. So, basically, these guys compete for the Golden Belt. It is the title of Chief Wrestler over in Turkey. And the festival is part of this historic tradition in the country, celebrating heritage, which is really nice that it's still going.
This is where they all take their clothes off, cover themselves in oil, and wrestle each other.
Basically,
like in a big, like, is it one big pylon or is there like organized rounds?
No,
or
so
how's it working?
They're organized rounds. So basically, they wear leather pants, which are held up by rope, which I mentioned earlier, and then they get covered in oil, and the oil gets pumped onto them by this. It looks like this oversized genie bottle, like, and.
Right. I understand how pumping works.
Anyway, it just looks very, it's golden and it just looks so sexual.
I'm going to put this out there that this whole situation has turned you on. Because, you really jumped at this story when you saw it the other day in a way that I wouldn't have thought, you know? What is it about the whole situation that excites you so much?
I don't know. There's something about baby oil I've always really liked.
Is it baby oil they're using?
No.
Or what type of oil is it?
I have no idea. I think it's pronounced...
The real man, it's engine oil, guys.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
They're all greased up.
It has a greenish hue to it, so it wouldn't surprise me if it was. But apparently, this three-day competition involves them basically going head-to-head each day, and all they have to do is get their opponent on their back, so their belly buttons facing the sky, and you win the match. But you could imagine how long that would take.
What if you have an innie?
Well, I guess if it's still facing up, I don't think that's a technicality that would get you out of the whole situation. Otherwise, you'd be continuous champion or whatever it is, chief of wrestling forever.
I tell you what, isn't it funny? Some cultures really dance the line of masculinity and femininity
they do.
Successfully.
But do you know what's so interesting, though? So these, like, men out there wrestling in oil, they trained for that's how they trained for their upcoming battles.
Right,
in the 1300s. So it makes sense.
There's historical precedence as to why they're doing it, is what you get. They had an excuse, basically, to roll around in the
oil. Would you like to see Crevo and I put some oil on?
I would, actually.
Well, is it the oil, or is it the rope and the leather pants that's
all
getting you going?
Combinations.
Or is it the whole lot?
The whole lot.
Well, I know what you'll be buying Benny
oil.
For his birthday.
We have some hand sanitizer in here if you're keen, Crevo.
No,
are you
right.
keen? No? Okay.
I'm hard
I would
pass
have said
on
yes.
this.
Have you guys ever put baby oil on yourselves in the shower?
No.
It's a must.
Is it a must?
Yeah, because it's just, your skin feels so good afterwards. I think I have a fascination more of just oil on the body.
I think I've learnt that this morning.
You know what? If you put baby oil on in the shower, you're just trapping in all the filth.
Yeah, that's
no, not if you wash and rinse and then you put it on.
Oh, okay. Whatever floats your boat.
Anyway, I would love to see you.
I know you
get down and dirty.
I know you reminisce about your childhood, Jay. You know, baby oil.
That's a long way back.
That's the days when I was two. New song up next.
This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
So this week, guys, is Shark Week. And I wasn't actually sure if Shark Week was only a Discovery Channel thing. Or is it
thought it was just for the Discovery
no,
Channel.
No, I think it's everywhere.
Is it everywhere?
Yeah. That's so even libraries do it at schools. It's
right,
like, okay,
right.
Shark Week, let's learn about sharks.
Discovery Channel is to Shark Week what a Hallmark is to Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, or to greeting cards.
Yeah.
It's basically the hub of it, right? But a few other things are on board. As part of Shark Week, and I think to me this sums up Shark Week as becoming more and more focused on just attention-grabbing entertainment, they have recruited in the guys from Jackass.
Oh.
I love them.
Look, you're a fan. And I am a fan,
yeah.
Look, I don't mind some old-school Jackass. I think it was funny at the time. But I feel like this might be... I'm going to call it out. I'm going to say that this might be the end of Shark Week on Discovery Channel.
Or what? Or because of them?
No, I just think that the quality has gone so far downhill. And I've got some other examples from along the way about how they're all about just trying to grab attention and nothing to do with sharks in some ways.
And they actually show sharks a lot of the time in a bad light.
Yeah, they do.
You know, on Shark Week, considering it's, meant to be to raise awareness about
sharks.
How beautiful the creatures are.
They do talk
poor about things.
The Discovery Channel executive room. Yeah, let's get some more shark attacks on camera, guys.
How can we get more attention for Shark Week? That's exactly
who's
how.
Who's willing to get their leg bitten off?
It's a good question. Look, we're going to delve more into Shark Week up next.
Okay, we'll do it after Panic at the Disco. High Hopes, a new FM, 6:40 this morning. Cloudy today, 16. The top around the lake, it's 9 degrees at Warners Bay right now. Good morning. Panic at the Disco. High Hopes at New FM, partly cloudy today.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, guys, we're talking Shark Week here this morning. Crevo.
Hey, and Crevo.
You know how I was putting the question out there just before that whether Shark Week was created just by the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
It's true. That's absolutely true.
I knew it was
back in the late 80s, and it's all for here, right? It's in the middle of winter, so you're like, hardly anyone's going to the beach anyway.
Yeah.
But over in the States where it's been created, of course, this is the middle of summer, right? So over there, it's actually not a strong period of TV ratings, But so what they did, they thought, you know what, Discovery Channel always has the best, the shark documentaries always do well in the ratings. Let's jam them all together and make Shark Week. And it was a huge success. Even at the very start, they were getting like 40 million views.
I don't know anyone who doesn't enjoy watching Shark Week. Even if you're scared of them, people are fascinated by them.
Absolutely. But they've done some, like, I'm going to say, like, questionable tactics along the way and questionable things as a part of it. Not in, like, a sinister way, but, like, they've just run out of ideas kind of way. I don't know if you guys remember, it was a few years ago, they got Michael Phelps on Shark Week.
Really?
Yeah, so they built this, they built it up as this huge thing of, can Michael Phelps outswim a shark?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Right? And this is like maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they essentially like got him, they built this up, right, as he was going to be versing a shark. In like to see who could swim faster, or like a shark would be chasing him. All the promos was like that, but all they did was have him in a pool and see if he could swim 100 meters as quickly as a shark, and he was a second slower. So this whole thing was built up for weeks and weeks that Michael Phelps was going to be out swimming a shark.
Disappointing.
And it was just him in a pool.
It sounds like behind the scenes of a radio show coming up with a promotion. Okay, guys, what's the craziest, biggest thing we can possibly do? Michael Phelps versus a shark.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, it seems like
I didn't know that.
Yes, it was like a
second slower. That's still very impressive. But I bet you, if he was in there with a real shark, he would have gone a little bit quicker.
Let's be honest, guys.
Yeah.
Who actually has access to the Discovery Channel? I don't.
Not me.
Not me. I've only ever watched it at hotels.
We all watching Shark Week?
Hotels. And my rich friend who had it when I was little.
They used to always watch it?
Yeah, when I used to go around her place.
You're just like booking into hotels to watch Shark Week for a week.
Come on, Benny, we're off.
See you in a week.
Shark Week. It's been going on for years. I was an air hostess. Of course I'm going to see it on hotel TV.
The late 80s was when it started, actually. So it's really been around a long time. Of course, the latest stunt they've used is members of Jackass.
Steve-O.
Yeah, and they chucked them in and they did, was it like kiteboarding or wakeboarding above an area infested by sharks?
Like, in a feeding frenzy.
In a feeding frenzy. Like, this is the obviously the realization of the guy who wanted Phelps to swim with a shark and it didn't happen. Who will actually swim with sharks? Steve-O. Of course, he's ended up bitten. The whole thing had to get urgent medical attention. But Shark Week, I'm going to call it out now. Real sham. Real big old sham.
You're just bitter that you don't have the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I think it's great. I really
do. You're a big fan of it.
Still love it. It'll never get outdated.
Hey, guys, going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It up next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, guys. We've got a couple for you today. One you're really going to be interested in, Jade. Big news about Aldi. Ooh, it's big. This is a game-changing piece of news.
I love Aldi.
This is big for Jade.
Good morning.
Newcastle Permanent is the top-ranked Aussie in this year's Forbes World's Best Bank survey. Not bad. UFM traffic.
No doubt. It's on 105.3 UFM. It's 5 degrees in the valley right now. 18 the top today. Cloudy, guys. It's time for Love It or Loathe It.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
UFM. Love it.
Get ready, guys. This is where we get your thoughts on today's daily topics. First one today is Coke Zero. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Loathe it too.
I don't think anybody really loves Coke Zero. Like, you'll take it if it's there.
Yeah, that's the sugarless one, yeah?
If I'm picking, I think it's called No Sugar now.
Yeah, actually, I think Coke, you're right. No Sugar. Coke No Sugar. My dad goes it. Obviously, he's got diabetes. Yeah. But actually, I'm proud of him. I think he's quit drinking Coke.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Because he was a big soft drink guy for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow, like so, the Coke, no sugar as well.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, how good.
Yeah, he's trying to cut it out, which I'm really proud of him.
I've got an update on Coke. Well, I said Coke Zero, you said Coca-Cola, no sugar. You guys are like slaves to the branding.
Are we?
Get ready. Coke has announced yesterday that it's changing the recipe of Coke Zero Sugar for the second time in 4 years, with fans lashing out once again.
Why? Why are they getting angry for?
Well, the idea behind the most recent flavour change is to get Coke Zero taste as close to regular Coke as possible.
Yeah.
I just don't think they can do it.
It's
been a long journey of trying to make it taste like regular Coke.
I don't know about you, Kringo. Mm. If I was to drink it, I wouldn't notice a difference. But I just think if I'm going to have Coke, I want the
real deal. Yeah, I like sometimes I'm more of a Pepsi guy, to be honest.
Pepsi's good too.
And if I have to have a no sugar one, I'll have the Pepsi Max, not a Coke no sugar.
Well, Krivo, I've got some stats and figures for you, yes. Actually, Krivo. Coke Zero Sugar amounts to 7.9% of the overall cola market, which is still
very
far
popular.
More than rivals Pepsi Zero Sugar, which corners just 0.4%.
I'm in the minority.
You are in the
Let's
minority.
Let's face it, it's all not good for you, really.
Hey, I'm look, sure if it tastes closer to normal Coke, happy days.
You know what freaks me out about it, just soft drink in general, is when you see those videos online where you can put a filthy coin in a cup. You pour Coke and it cleans, like it takes erosion.
I'm so disgusted. You have soft drink all the time.
But also...
Not all the time. I actually have no soft drink in my house ever. I only ever have sparkling mineral water. But if I'm out...
You'll get it.
I'll get a Coke because I'm not a big alcoholic.
Everyone talks about how there's those... everyone talks
drink
about
a lot
how
of alcohol.
There's those like coin in the cup of like soft drink and it goes clean.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done that?
No.
I think it's a myth.
I think it is too.
I think it's made up.
Maybe we should get a coin and try it. A filthy coin.
Very doable.
Well, you have lots of coins still
your
purse.
I do.
Big old coin purse.
Real quick, this one, guys. Love it or loathe it, Aldi.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it.
Love it.
Jade, what I'm really doing here is telling you some great news that Aldi have announced. They're opening their very first corner store this week in Sydney.
Really?
What do you mean by a corner store?
You know,
like an IGA sort of set up?
Even smaller. So it's like a little tiny shop front, right? Not bigger than a normal corner store. Have you ever seen those like Woolworths Metro stores?
Mm. Yeah.
In the big cities? A lot smaller than the full thing.
Okay.
It's the Aldi version of that. It's like a cross between that and a corner store. They've got like a hole-in-the-wall cafe where you can get your coffee. They've got street art. It's in North Sydney, so it's obviously not hitting Newcastle yet, but it looks really good.
Oh my God, how cool.
It's like a mini Aldi.
That's going to go absolutely bunter.
Bring
you know
it
what,
on.
Though, the problem is, for me, going to Aldi, it's always such a punish. Just getting in there, putting the money in the trolley, packing your own groceries, taking the trolley back.
But if it's corner store style,
but
one,
this,
you can get
game
changer.
I've actually become a full on Aldi
ambassador,
like to the point where I have my keys and I have my my coin on for the trolley.
Token.
My
trolley token.
I carry my trolley token. I'm one of those people now.
Yeah.
I go to the bench. I pack my bags.
And away you go.
I love it.
Well, the modern format store features better product displays, improved navigation, a modern interior design, redesigned shelving, expanded wooden produce bays, as well as extended energy-efficient chillers.
There you go. All sounds very fancy.
The Aldi of the future.
I wonder if they'll sell ski gear in the middle of it.
Well, they should if there's one at Threadbo.
You know what I like about like these luxe Aldis?
Mm.
No cardboard boxes everywhere.
Get rid of them.
Aldi workers get paid so much money, yet they leave all of the food in the boxes.
Unpack the food at a minimum.
I've got no issues. I like the boxes there because when I don't, like if I don't forget a bag, I just grab a box.
Oh, well, that
it's
is
convenience
true.
For their customers. See, they're always thinking about us.
Newstime, all cutting costs. Newstime up next.
Stand by on this frequency. Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is... The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now.
Rate the music now, newfm.com.au. How good would this be, relaxing at the luxurious Crown Plaza with $150 in vouchers to spend at Spa and Red Salt Restaurant?
Sounds like a dream.
That's a yes from me, if it was offered up. Very simple. Rate the music, newfm.com.au. It's 6 minutes, and then you could win a little getaway.
I did it yesterday, and it is very easy and quite fun.
Yeah. What was your fake name again?
Don't blow my cover.
Linda Charleston from Charlestown.
Hey, guys, up next, Jade, you've got some news on a Nintendo. You've got a new Nintendo, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, not.
Oh,
well,
wow, you've been spending up big. New house, new Nintendo. What's next?
No, it's not a new Nintendo. We have to talk about this Nintendo, Super Mario game,
is that an off-brand Nintendo?
No, it's the original Nintendo.
Nintendo. There's an N
You're
in
missing
there.
Missing the N in the middle.
What am I say it?
You're saying Nintendo.
It's Nintendo.
Well, I like calling it Nintendo.
Okay, fair enough.
It's how I've always said it since I was a kid. So, it sold for $2 million.
Wow. Check your cupboards.
OMG, I'm going to tell you more about this game in a sec.
After the Beavs, love this. It's called Hold On, fresh to New FM. It's 7:10.
Great song.
So good. 16, the top around the lake today. Good morning. Yeah. Justin Bieber, Hold On. This is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 9 degrees at Warners Bay Esplanade right now, Jade. We're talking Super Mario. Are you telling us about this game worth how much?
$2 million.
I'm just cranking up the 5 hours of Super Mario music you've provided me.
Yes.
I think it's off-brand Mario music. This isn't it.
It doesn't sound right to me.
I think you've picked the wrong one.
No, I haven't.
That's the one you sent through.
Oh, well, whoops.
For the sake of the break, let's just go with it.
Okay, in 1996, guys, Nintendo released Super Mario 64. It was the first 3D game featuring their company mascot, Mario. And that would go on to become, like, a genre-defining classic, right? Who doesn't love Super Mario?
It was his lovable green brother, Luigi, featured on that game as well.
I was always Luigi because my sister, being the eldest, always got to be player number one, obviously Mario.
Not bitter about that at all.
Not at all. So you could buy it for $99, right?
Yeah. Back then, yeah.
But now, it is now the most expensive video game ever sold. So it is brand new in the packaging, never been opened, for $2 million.
So if what you're saying is check your cupboard.
Check your cupboard.
Because if you accidentally had it and didn't open it.
It just blows my mind that someone had that sitting unopened at their home. So it was a sealed copy of the game and it went to auction. $2 million richer this person is.
Wow, isn't that crazy? You never know what cash is lying around in your closet, hey?
Absolutely. And I think that goes to show that, like, video games and stuff are now getting so, like, collectible, right?
Yeah, well, I'm stoked because I was never into... This was Super Mario 64. I never had one of those. Actually, I think maybe one, but I was always a Super Nintendo. Nintendo lover. So I have 4 consoles at the moment. So I have, like, if I can pick them up cheap, if I'm at, like, an op shop or somewhere, I always buy them. And the controls, just so I have them just in case.
So that you can...
if you never need parts.
Right. And you're not planning to sell this collection?
Hell no.
Right.
No.
So that's a buy and keep forever.
I really
forever.
Resent my mother because she's thrown out so many valuable things of mine from
Did
my
you have
childhood.
One?
Yes.
Super Nintendo? Or?
Yes. I had them all. All the games. the Pokemon cards. Everything that's now collectible she's thrown out.
Look at this cluttering my house.
Probably like, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of collectibles.
I'm not exaggerating. I know that I like to do that sometimes, but in this instance, I'm really not. She's thrown away thousands of dollars worth of, you know, things that are worth money now.
Yeah.
Because they cluttered her house too much in the early 2000s.
You're like, come on, Mum.
And she was right into, what did she replace them with? Like
nothing.
Decorative candles?
Oh, no, she loves her gnomes. She buys garden gnomes.
Your mother does not have gnomes in her house.
She had
in the garden.
Massive collection of garden gnomes.
Not in the house. Yeah. That's a bit weird.
But, Krivo, you're on the buy, swap, sell.
Yeah.
How much, if you come across, like, any sort of nostalgia, I guess, you know, console games, how much are you selling them for?
Oh, look, I just go straight to eBay and see what everyone else is selling them for. But there's some are worth hundreds, like easily worth hundreds. And if you've got the game console and the games.
Oh, yeah, you're
maybe
laughing.
Maybe $1,000.
I have heaps. I've, they're saying here that.
Richie Rich.
$270 for a Super Nintendo entertainment console now?
Just I pay you out original? For hoarding, Jade. I really do, but
really
in reality, I'm a little jealous.
Well, only for things I love. Like, those Super Nintendos, I've never given up. Like, I will die with those.
What else aren't you?
Buried in a coffin.
They're coming with me.
Sorry, Benny.
Well, the thing is that people now, you can buy the Super Nintendo games and stuff on the modern...
Yeah, modern
like,
version.
Like, PlayStations and stuff.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. The sound of Jade's coffin... getting lowered into the ground.
All her trinkets and treasures from the treasure cabinet. It's going with me.
So true.
Thank you, Jade.
Anyway, keep a lookout.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, up next, I want to get on my soapbox a little bit because something's been really annoying me.
This music's annoying me.
Can we start with that?
Goodbye.
Yeah, look, something's been really annoying me and it's to do with a type of food that's totally overrated, right? We'll get into it up next. I just really got to have a bit of a vent up.
If you're wondering why we're talking about ourselves so much more than usual, the phones aren't working today.
Yeah, they're broken.
18 past 7.
Change your show.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo now.
$3 down. Some light drizzle out there right now. It's 10 degrees in the city. Partly cloudy today. 18 the top on the coast. And Krivo, you're getting on your soapbox right now over some food.
I'm not fat. I'm big band.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Guys, I made a big decision.
You're complaining about caviar.
No,
man,
none of
we
that.
Get it.
No, I've made a big decision. I am never, write this down if you want, I am never eating soup again.
Well,
what? Come on.
As if you eat soup.
Well, no, I actually have eaten a fair bit
big
of soup in my time,
food
right?
Snob.
So,
why?
This is why. Emmy the other day purchased one of those Woolworths pre-roasted chickens, right?
Yep.
At a certain time of the evening, they drop them down to like $4.
Oh, I love it when I score one of those. The cheap chooks.
They're always so dry, though.
Well, she brought that home and said, this will be perfect to make a soup. Why don't you do this for tomorrow? I was like, yeah, no worries. So very simple, right? Cut up the chicken, maybe get some stock, some vegetables, cut all that up, some herbs, spices, put it all in.
Throw it together.
Boil it for a few hours, right? So I did that. And what I realized while eating that soup, which I had cooked perfectly well, great recipe.
It wasn't you.
No, I cooked the soup.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying it's not your fault that it was bad?
The soup was perfectly fine. What I realized is I don't like soup. Soup is just like... good food, like a roasted chicken that's been given a bath and washed away all the good flavour and texture from
it. The problem is you put a dry Woolies chook into the soup.
No.
It didn't cook with the juices.
No. You say that, itself. But I've realised that all soup ruins perfectly good meat and other foods by making them soft and less flavourful and dissolving the good flavour into water, which I don't like. I just don't like it, and I'm putting it out there. I am never eating soup again. It's something I'm going to stand by, and it's one of my new principles.
What if it's just tomato soup?
Yeah, I'm not eating it.
Krivo doesn't buy canned soup. be kidding yourself.
Look, as
when's the last time you brought a Campbell's Chunky?
Never.
Hearty Irish stew.
As a nutrient delivery system, right, for the frail or the elderly, soup is perfectly fine, right? You get like your nutrients in there, but for someone young, there's better ways to eat every type of food.
No,
soup sucks.
You know what? I disagree with you. Soup's amazing. No, I love soup. No,
and pumpkin winter, soup. Everyone wheels out soup as the greatest food.
It is with a nice French breadstick,
so
a bit of
true,
butter
Jane.
On
yeah.
it.
You know what? Pumpkin soup is amazing. I hate pumpkin in its regular form. The only way I'll consume pumpkin is in soup form.
All soup is a worse way of eating food. I'm saying it now, and that's what I'm standing by. Never again. It's the end of an era.
Well, how's Emmy feel about this?
I don't think she knows.
So we're talking like all kinds of soup, yeah? Like your Tom Yum soup's gone.
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 I love the Asian Luxa cup of soup.
Yeah, Luxa, no gone. Good. Oh, as if, Crevo.
It's the you're end so of an era.
No, I don't believe it.
Well, you'll believe it now. It's true. That's it. It's a yourself. Terrible way of eating.
You want to step off that box?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Hey, guys, up next, we are checking in with Maddie in the newsroom and UFM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, Beat the Meat is up next, guys. We're going to call one of our VIP listeners today because our phones are having some issues. Very simple. We'll call them up and we'll play for the person.
Yeah, so they'll pick one of us to yell stop.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. It's all thanks to Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers, guys. We'll do it after Amy Shark, Keith
awesome.
Urban.
Awesome. I'm excited to beat the meat.
Are you really?
Well, yeah. Might be you. Might not be.
We've never got to play before.
That's true. Wow.
Beat it good.
It's a first, hey. Yeah. Amy Shark, Keith Urban, Love Songs aim for us. Right now, a new FM. Sister Hazel, all for you at 105.3 New FM, 7.52. 10 degrees on the coast right now. Drizzly outside, partly cloudy, 18 the top, guys. And it's time for a special edition of Birthday Lotto Live.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
So our phones are down today and we thought we'd do Birthday Lotto a little bit differently. We put it out there that if you drive responsibly, the first person to pull into our driveway got to play our birthday balls, no matter what month they were born in. They have a shot at $850 this morning.
Absolutely. COVID safe. You don't even have to leave your car. Crevo is alive in the car park with our contestant today. Crevo, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And we've had our listener pull up T. He was the first in here. He drove safely, but I'd say quickly, into the driveway. And he's with me now. Good morning, T.
Morning, bro. Morning. How are you, bro?
Hey, mate. How are you? All right, let's do this. Well, we're going to spin the balls in here.
So,
he was born in September, right?
September. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to spin these for you now. Hold on a second, buddy.
Let's go. Tell me the number.
Okay, I've pulled out the 12th of September.
Oh, no, sorry, it's the 8th.
Oh.
Not to worry.
Thanks, T. Appreciate it, man. Wow, there you go. Playing again before 9 o'clock somehow. $850 up for grabs today. News time with Maddie up next. And, guys, what's the goss also on the way? New FM, good morning.
105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with The Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
Is The Novos.
Two...
And the mics are on.
Yeah.
Now...
So this new study's just come out, done here in Australia, about whether you can look at somebody's facial features and there's been an indication as to their promiscuousness. Now, this I thought would be an impossible task, but apparently there's a perception about that based on, for example, the size of your eyes. There's all these different interesting, like, little things that apparently we subconsciously look at and do not even realise.
I love these studies. It excites me. I love the whole subliminal, subconscious elements to us.
This sounds really weird, right? But I look at Crevo and think, you know what? Super sexual.
Really?
In your private life. Absolutely.
That...
You have large eyes now. I look into them. Well, large brown eyes.
Hey, there you go. Well, look, I'm going to give you more information as to some of these features because some of them are quite Crevo's surprising.
Like the love god. I can imagine Crevo, you know, romancing his fiancée, some jazz music playing in the background, rose petals all over the bed. Can't you?
You haven't had any for a while.
I like jazz music and red wine.
I think, yeah. You're looking at Crevo in a whole new light.
Who would have thought? We were talking about oil wrestling earlier in the show.
That's
and Maddie
true.
Was right into it, which is interesting.
With you too.
That's right. You were
more
talking about the rope
next.
And leather pants. It was a whole thing.
You shouldn't have gone away, Jay.
So it's my fault.
Jason Derulo, Josh, 685, right now on UFM, 8:05. Come on in. Welcome to Wednesday, Origin Night. Game 3 tonight, of course, from the Gold Coast. Are you doing anything, Jade?
For tonight?
We didn't really get your reaction on the loss this year.
Yeah.
Because you're away.
Oh, sorry.
Sucked in.
Oh. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. I don't know if I'm playing pickleball or not.
Will you even watch now that it's basically decided?
Yeah, I'll watch the first... Once there starts to get a massive blowout and points, then no matter which side, then I always switch
hey,
off.
Hey, I've got to say a big shout out to Amanda Barras, who is singing the anthem. Of course, we spoke to her last week. Still happening on the Gold Coast tonight, so watch out for her on the telly.
Yeah,
that
happen?
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Fantastic.
Hey, guys, right now, Crevo, you've got some interesting facts for us about promiscuity.
Now, this isn't some study that's been done by, like, 10 people in a tabloid. This is actually from Macquarie University here in Australia because they were looking to try and... Yeah, well, they were looking to try and find out whether we were good at identifying what we wanted in a partner based on facial features. Because whether you like it or not, you make judgments when you look at somebody's facial features. This is what they found. Certain facial features suggest openness or basically promiscuity. And now this is interesting because you know how there's like the old adage that women are sort of better at picking up on certain cues about what a guy might be into than men along the way. Absolutely true, according to this study. Guys are basically a bit dull when it comes to picking up what women want.
Would it mean like in the bedroom or if I was flirting with a guy and he just couldn't pick up that I was interested?
That's, you got it there in the second part.
Also,
right?
men naturally look at other things, I feel, sometimes.
What?
You rather
know,
than
not
facial
the
features.
Eyes.
Rather than facial features.
They're not looking
other
straight
things.
At the
figure.
Eyes. Right. That's an example of what they may be looking at. So, apparently, according to this study, when we're looking for a new partner, we look at actually, like the brain focuses on certain parts of the face and the form of the face to find out whether this person wants a lasting relationship or maybe just a fling. Right?
That's crazy.
It is crazy. The brain is doing all this without you even noticing. So some of the facial features, according to this study, that suggests somebody may be more promiscuous with a guy, a higher forehead.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting,
well,
right?
Yeah, give us some more.
So with the guy as well, a longer nose and a longer face.
Do you have the tape measure here in your cupboard?
No, I don't, but we should probably get one out and do a bit of a measure
Someone
around,
took
right?
my ruler. I used to have a ruler here.
It's gone as well.
Okay.
We've got no measuring tools.
No, no, no. We can do this.
Okay.
a piece of A4 paper is roughly 30 centimetres, give or take a couple of millimetres.
Okay. You or I, who's got the longer face? Is that what we're looking at?
Absolutely.
Where do you measure from?
Hang on, we'll measure each other.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, why not?
Why not?
Okay, all right.
What else are we doing? It's live
so
radio.
So Maddie's getting up. He's going round to Crevo with a pen. Come here, man. Yeah, and he's putting the piece of paper up against Crevo's face.
Where do you go from the hairline, is it?
Okay, they're discussing whereabouts. Okay, so Maddie has made the mark. All right, so...
That's a big one.
It's a big old face.
That's a big... Well, that's a big one. Okay, just having a look at this right now, Crevo. From top to bottom, you're roughly 25 centimetres.
Yeah.
You do have a very high forehead,
though. Yeah, I've got a receding hairline, for sure.
Would you like to measure mine?
I'll just measure it against against there. So you did eye to... Oh, mine's much longer from eye to chin.
Oh, yep. Yours is a lot smaller, Maddie.
So that means, according to this, you're looking for something a lot more serious.
Crevo's the deviant out of all of us.
What about the women? You're not getting away with this,
Jay. Okay, absolutely. Oh, okay, yeah. We're moving over to the... these are the facial features that may suggest more openness to promiscuity. They say, for example, a more slender face, smaller lips, and smaller eyes.
What about a small mouth?
you know what? I reckon that might come under smaller lips.
I have a smaller mouth.
You do have a small mouth.
And we do know you did get a little bit of the old lip filler before.
I think
I don't have big fish lips.
No, you
cosmetic
don't.
Cosmetic injectables.
So,
Jade, I think you're in between.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, but I don't have small eyes. I've got big eyes.
No, you've got big eyes. So
yeah, but that's what I mean. But you don't have like a long face or like a skinny face.
Oh.
See, there's no way I can get out of this without it hurting her, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I totally avoided those comments because I wasn't going down.
No, real talk. Real talk. Yeah. You don't have like a tiny little skinny bony face.
So
you're filled out. Well, isn't that...
What's that supposed to mean? What, I'm chubby?
No, this is why. I didn't say you're chubby. I think
some people have. Yeah,
do I have a
heart-shaped
face?
Some people have like a more V-shaped face, right?
What celebrity has a V-shaped face?
I don't know. I can't think of any. But apparently,
this study's baloney.
Well, according to this university study, it's absolutely not.
Anyway,
guys are better. Guys are much worse at picking up on what
models
they want.
Models would have a slim face.
Well, absolutely.
This is why I'm so glad that I don't have to deal with women. I'm telling you now. If I had to put up with this every single day, I feel for the men of Newcastle that have to put up with their wives and girlfriends. You can't say any comment without, you know, some sort of revenge or anger coming your way.
You sure can't. Well, you've got to learn that lesson.
Well, you just learnt it then. But, guys, What's the Goss is up next, and we have to talk about the Emmys because you're not going to believe this. The Crown has got 24 nominations.
That's great.
Right up
isn't
your alley.
It? So, yeah, we're going to have a bit of a chat about that because I'm pumped.
Okay, we'll do it next. A new FM, 8:14.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, the Emmys. I love the Emmys. I don't know what it is, but...
Who even cares about the Emmys anymore?
I think the British.
You know what COVID's done? It's basically killed all awards ceremonies.
Yeah, it has.
People don't really care that much anymore.
I think that might be the death nail for a lot of them.
I probably get into the Emmys a bit more, though, because I watch more of, like, period-style TV shows.
You love stuff set in a time before we were alive.
Yeah. You know that that's not even a category in the Emmys. I mean,
no, but all the shows that I watch always get put up for Emmys. That's why I get excited about it. And you should too, because The Crown has got 24 nominations.
Wow.
That's
fantastic.
Too much. Overrated show.
Is it really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's not. I'm watching it again. I think I've watched the full series about four or five times.
Ugh.
Can't
you,
get
my friend, need a life.
It's all right.
Prevo, get off your high horse. It is a great show.
It is.
I don't know if I could watch it 4 and 5 times over.
A couple of royals driving around in old cars.
It's history. It's amazing. And The Mandalorian also got 24 nominations as well.
That I can get on board with. Great show.
Doesn't it mean, if your show has 24 nominations, doesn't that mean that there's not enough shows out there like that are entering
or something?
No, it
just means they dominate because they just kick ass.
You know, it's so annoying. There are so many great shows out there with lower budgets that aren't as widely watched, that are still great, but just get overlooked by the Emmys.
I think these kind of award shows should be just like given the boot, and instead it should be just voting.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like giving McDonald's, like, an award for best hamburger in the world. Like, you know what I mean? Of course there are better hamburgers out
there. But they sell the most. Yeah. So they get it.
I would just have so much trouble picking a winner because I think it's for best drama series. Bridgerton and The Crown are in the same category.
Who would you pick?
You'd have to pick one.
You know what? I'd probably go with The Crown.
You reckon?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, there you go. Done. Sorted.
Interesting. They're changing the whole cast for the last two seasons of The Crown now.
Too expensive, the old ones.
No,
well,
they just get older and older.
They get older stays on point.
So they've got, what's her name, Imelda Staunton playing the Queen, who played that really mean teacher in Harry Potter, the woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mathilda Hopkins, I think her name was.
I can't remember, but I know who you mean.
Yeah, can't recall the character name. But, yeah, she's a very well-respected British actress.
She'll be great. Look at you who knows all the actors and the characters and what
films
they're
in. Do I care if they win an Emmy, though?
You're such a closet Crown fanatic.
You absolutely froth that show.
I like it. I just... There's an Emmy. Cool.
massive secret fan of
What
the
else
Crown.
Have you got, Jade? That's it?
Oh, that's it. That's all I wanted
to talk
about.
So you just wanted to talk about The Crown.
I just want to talk about The Crown
and
how amazing it is.
Awards.
Who else is up for an award?
Well, other than Mandalorian, I can't believe got 24 nominations as well. It is a really good show. The Queen's Gambit is actually up for a few. That is great as well. If you need something to watch, get amongst that. Alec Baldwin and actually Morgan Freeman are both nominated in the Outstanding Guest Character in a Comedy Series. I didn't even know Morgan Freeman was currently doing anything, but apparently it's called The Comsky Method, and it's on
the
Netflix.
Kaminsky Method. That's Kaminsky a great method. Show.
What's that about?
It's basically about this, like, aging actor who has this, like, acting school and sort of his life and his friends, and it's quite a short show. It's only 3 seasons.
Okay.
But it's really well written. That is a great, great show.
I might give that a go. You know what? I love a short
Netflix.
Series on Netflix. Mm. 3 seasons and it's done.
Yeah, very...
So good.
Great plot and great writing.
Actually, if you want another really good short series, now that we're on to recommendations, just really quick.
Can I just stop for a second? Are we on the set of ABC's At the Movies with David and Margaret?
Surely, it feels like
that. It's not my fault the phones are broken. But I'm just going to let you know real quick.
Are you just going to look for it now?
No, I put it on my page. It's the Tokyo trial. So it's really, really good. So it's about the true events of the Tokyo War Crime Tribunal, and I didn't know this, but...
That sounds like a bundle of laughs.
No. It is a little bit, you know, full on, because it's about when Japanese is trying to take over the world, but... and the crimes they did, but really, really, really good, and...
How many stars, Jade?
5. I gave it 5, and you can see the post on my Facebook page. I actually gave it 5 stars.
Excellent. And how is retirement treating you?
Fabulous, thanks.
Excellent. Tea? Scones? We'll do that next.
With the ABC, there's no ads on the ABC, so you have to listen to some more.
People love a good recommendation on Netflix.
You know what I'll give you? No, you know what? All boring. I'll give you a really great recommendation.
Get amongst
Jay, that's old. Watch Lux Listing Sydney. Amazon Prime Video. I binged it the other day. 6 episodes. Man, I'm obsessed. They've already renewed it for a second season.
Is Amazon
I think it's
free?
Great. No, Jay.
You gotta pay.
Oh, you're paying for Amazon these days.
Yeah, and you're not. I'm not ever giving you another password to my streaming services. Buy your own.
More on ABC up next with news.
Kids World Playland Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, this is Chase from Spears Point Public School. A partly cloudy day ahead with the chance of showers most likely in the afternoon and evening. We're expecting a top temperature of 19 degrees in the city and 18 degrees inland. Partly cloudy with the chance of a shower or two on Thursday. And partly cloudy with the chance of showers most likely in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos. Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Oh, good job, Chase from Spears Point Public School. He's 11, year 5, lives at Boolaroo. Great job, Chase. Good
well
job.
Done. What a legend. Little champion.
Kids World Playland birthday party coming your way, mate. Congrats.
Got some fun there. That'd be great. Oh, I missed out. Kids' play areas have gotten so much cooler these days compared to when we were kids. They weren't really around.
Never too late for you, Jade.
Yeah. I've never thought of that before. In my adult life. I've never looked at a playground and thought, man, they weren't so as good better. When I was...
Oh, I do all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you reckon every week you would wander past one and go, oh, so cool.
No, I don't know. I didn't know in my mind. I just rate them.
There we go.
Those monkey bars.
Hey, sorry. I enjoyed my childhood and I had fun playing on playgrounds. You deprived
man,
soul.
You take things to like another level.
I
love how you've just assumed that Crevo and I hated our childhood.
Because we don't like playgrounds now as adults. It's a different thing.
Oh, poor
well, you're itching at the bit to talk about this bowling ball story.
Guys, this man is stunned to find 160 bowling balls buried in his garden while carrying out renovations.
How many?
160.
Wow.
That's a lot of bowling balls.
That's a lot of balls.
I don't even think bowling alleys have that many bowling balls.
Maybe
I guess we're going to find out all about the mystery of this.
Maybe
up
they
next,
bulldozed a bowling alley and built a house on top of it.
Well, we'll find out. Hopefully, I don't know if the mystery's been solved yet.
Don't know. I have to read the story.
All right, we'll do it after Tonic. You could only see a New FM 836. Tonic, if you could only see at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:41. Partly cloudy today, 18 the top on the coast, and Jade has been dying to tell us all this story about a man who's found a whole heap of bowling balls in his
house. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Well, you guys know how much I love a treasure hunt, and just finding anything in your backyard when you're doing a little bit of a dig around is quite fascinating. Like, Ben and I have found old bricks and
bits of
tiles. What else? We found like a dog collar. And we
basically,
were thinking,
a bunch of trash you found in your backyard.
A dog must have been buried here. So it's
you exhumed a dog,
a dead dog, an old brick, and a tile.
Yeah,
what
maybe
a
they're all related.
So this guy, David Olson, he was renovating his back garden when he unearthed 160 bowling balls in his back garden. So he was basically smashing up the back step because he wanted to build a really nice deck. And then he spotted a bowling ball on the sand. He said as he dug deeper, he discovered more and more balls, ending up with 160. He said he felt like a paleontologist while dusting off the balls for clues. And in the end, he said it ended up being mind-blowing. And a few of them looked like alien eggs.
Well, there's a cooked man who probably, buried them there himself.
Hey, that's possible. Cause, like,
alien eggs.
They're
jeez.
Just bowling balls. What do you mean they looked like alien eggs?
Well, obviously,
eggs?
When you have bowling balls, like, in dirt and you're dusting them off.
I wonder how they got there.
They would look like eggs underground.
I guess probably people were looking for some fill. for the backyard
and thought this will do
somebody's
it.
Somebody's offered a bunch of bowling balls and there they go.
Well, this is what I love. He said the deeper that he got, the more he realized it was basically an entire grid work of them making up the weight in the sand. And he said now
providing structural support to their house.
And he says now he plans to use the balls in sculptures or as edging for his landscape.
When I was an amateur bowler in high school, right, as part of the Alley Cats bowling team.
Yeah. You guys were really successful, right?
Very successful. We had our own shirts and all. Yeah. Bowling balls when I was went out to buy one.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Oh yeah.
To buy a bowling ball, you're pushing $200 plus.
Wow. 160, so 1600.
He's just he's won the lottery.
About $3,000 worth.
Your sculptures. What a load of BS.
He could sell them.
Straight down to Kingpin.
But bless his heart, he actually donated 8 to the local church for a bowling ball cannon.
That's all.
What sort of church has a bowling ball cannon?
This story has so many layers. I actually want to find out more. I'm more interested in why the church has a bowling ball cannon. That to me is bizarre.
It's much more interesting.
It is, isn't it?
A guy digging up some balls on his land.
Well, we might be able to track him down because he's set up a GoFundMe page now to cover the costs of building a new deck.
What a flog.
That's bizarre. How much have you donated?
0. Apparently, he's only raised $15 of $15,000.
Doesn't really pull you in with his
heartfelt need for money.
Hey, guys, guess what?
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 I think the phones are now working.
Really?
They fixed them. They fixed the phones just in time.
Roscoe, the technician wizard, has come in and fixed it.
Oh, Roscoe. Roscoe, good work, legend.
Birthday Lotto. Back right now at UFM.
He's giving us the thumbs up.
13-10-09. All you need is a birthday to play Crevo. Which month are we looking for?
Okay. I saw the thumbs up through the window. Grab the wheel and we're looking for November.
All right, November kids.
Give us a call right now. 13-10-09. The lines are open. $850 up for grabs, guys.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, that's right. It's the easiest way to win money right now. All you need to do is be born. Well done. You're on the list, possibly. Looking for people born in November right now. If you chance at $850 cash, just hand it over to you. Let's meet our contestant, shall we?
Let's do it. It's Michelle. She's on her way to work right now after taking her daughter to school. She's 9 years old and loves school. She'd prefer a diamond over a Ferrari. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great, thanks.
Oh, good to hear. Glad to get the kids back to school.
Oh, I don't mind having her around.
Oh, you're lovely.
Good mama. You know what, though? I'd take the Ferrari because then you could sell it and you can buy more diamond rings than just one.
Well, when my daughter was younger, she actually accidentally flushed one of my diamond rings down the toilet. So I'm actually missing one, so I wouldn't mind a replacement.
How much did you lose? thousands of dollars?
About 4,000.
Oh, man.
Friend. Michelle. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's terrible.
Did you get the plumber out? Because it was down the toilet, so that's gone. Some drains
have an S bend in them.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, Jade's trying to find out where you used to live.
What's the address? Give it to me afterwards. You never know. A lot of those rings do still get stuck in the plumbing.
Yeah, or you can ring up the sewage treatment works. I might turn up there.
It all crossed my mind. Don't you worry.
You tried all that. Of course you have. All right. Let's try and win you some cash.
And then you can buy a new diamond ring. Lots of good sales on at the moment.
Can you pick up a diamond for $850?
Just the stone.
Just a small one.
Yeah.
Diamond's a diamond.
That's
true. A little litlin.
All right. I pulled out the 22nd of November.
A week later.
Sorry,
Michelle. Hey, Jade asked you if you just made you dredge up your horrible loss.
So you've got that to live with today.
Hey, guys, worth $875 tomorrow. How exciting. It's getting up there. Awesome. Enjoy. Guys, we're out of here. Enjoy your day today. Doing anything special?
I'm picking up tiles for my bathroom.
Oh, that's exciting. That's cool. What about you, Maddie? What are you up to?
No, terrible weather today. I might watch Origin tonight, get some beers, you know?
Oh, drizzly awesome day, you said earlier.
Yeah,
I'm drizzly.
Drizzly and dribbly.